Let's get the business news from Gail Conway.
Thanks, Mary. 2023 was a significant year for the Irish space industry. 109 businesses secured European Space Agency support, while the ESA awarded €9.9 million in contracts to enterprises primarily focused on industrial activities. The figures have been published today in Enterprise Ireland Space Activities in Ireland 2023. And joining us now is Padraig Doolan, National Delegate to the European Space Agency at Enterprise Ireland. So, Padraig, by the end of 2023, 109 Irish companies were actively engaged with ESA. What kind of companies are involved and what kind of jobs do people in these companies do?
Thanks for having me on this morning, Gail. Yeah, as you'd probably suspect, it's quite a wide range of high-tech, high-value jobs that are in the industry. So if we just focus on the companies, they could be companies that are using Earth observation data, for example, like Provi, where they have this remote grassland monitoring, or PharmEye, which is looking at soil analysis. But they could also be companies involved in technology development, like Railtra, that built the cameras that went on the Ariane 6 launch that launched back in July, but also a navigation system. Or it could be a material science company like LIOS that have developed this sound and vibration resistance material. So they're the types of companies that are involved. When you're thinking about the type of jobs, then they're aerospace engineers, they're avionics technicians, they're material scientists. They're all really high value jobs, highly specialized, people very well qualified, delivering a high quality output to an exact standard. And if there's one thing I could leave you with as a result of this conversation, that's why Enterprise Ireland is involved. That's our whole focus. It's getting involved with these companies, integrating them into the European Space Agency's supply chain, building up their technology so that we can develop high-value jobs, high growth in revenue and new export markets.
And the space economy was estimated to be worth $630 billion in 2023 and is forecast to reach $1.8 trillion by 2035. So Irish companies were awarded 9.9 million contracts by ESA last year. Can we expect this to grow, and how fast is it growing?
Yeah, it's a very fast-growing market, and it's actually something that we call new space, and it's really something that has changed kind of from around 2010 to 2012 onwards. Space used to be dominated by these large institutional players like NASA, like ESA, Chinese Space Agency, etc. But what we've seen in the last 12 to 14 years is that these institutional actors are looking to the commercial market to solve the technical challenges they face, because space is very difficult. So I think that we can only expect that this is, and I should say Ireland has ridden that growth very, very well. We had only about 25 companies involved in the area about 10 years ago. We now have over 109. That's phenomenal growth, really. And I think we can only expect to see it growing, continue for the next number of years.
And we'll just have time to look as well at some of the highlights. Padraig, Ireland launched its first satellite last December, and an Irish company provided navigation technology for the launch of the Ariane 6 rocket, which you mentioned. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to focus on our first satellite, AirSat 1, that Ireland is now a spacefaring nation with the launch of that back in December 23. That was a team led out of UCD by Lorraine Hanlon, who also works with me closely on the Science Programme Committee. That was part of ESA's Fly Your Satellite programme, and it was kind of undertaken to, you know, foster, well, to develop know-how in satellite development, obviously, but also to foster interactions and collaboration between industry and academia, and also just to kind of inspire the next generation of STEM students. And I think it's achieved in all three. Multiple Irish companies have contributed technology, led by the academic team, and it's a hardy little guy. He's out there now, 4,500 revolutions of the Earth, 200 million kilometers travelled. And they just detected some gamma ray bursts in August. So, doing really, really well.
And thanks for your time, Padraig Doolan. That's all we have time for this morning. Padraig Doolan, National Delegate to the European Space Agency at Enterprise Ireland.